Grace and peace, and welcome to BibleStudyMinistry.com. My name is Coco Izzy, and I am happy today to be sharing with you the Feast of Tabernacles. The Feast of Tabernacles is one of the required festivals that God put in the Bible for all of us to maintain and to keep. And every year, the Feast of Tabernacles is one of the three times in which God wants us to appear before Him. So let's learn about the Feast of Tabernacles really quickly in this short Bible study. All of God's feasts are outlined in the Bible, and we'll begin in Leviticus chapter 23, where they're outlined in this chapter, all seven of them. And we'll skip down to verse 33 to begin, where it says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, The 15th day of the seventh month shall be a feast of tabernacles for 7 days unto the Lord. On the first day shall be a holy convocation. Ye shall do no servile work therein. 7 days ye shall offer the fire made by fire unto the Lord. On the eighth day shall be a holy convocation unto you." So the feast is 7 days, and then there's going to be an additional eighth day feast in which is a separate feast. Now, what is the Feast of Tabernacles about? Well, we're celebrating a lot of different things. In fact, all of God's feasts are a collection or an overview of what His entire plan for mankind involves. So the Feast of Tabernacle represents a body. Like the church body, the church building is the body of the building. And the tabernacle, your body is a body, and you're going to get a new tabernacle. But it takes place at the gathering or the ingathering of God's church and God's people all over the world. All the wheat and tare that are mixed together, He's going to gather all the wheat into His barn, which is His church. Let's skip down to verse 42. It says, "Ye shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths." So everybody, spiritual and physical, children of Israel, shall dwell in booths for 7 days. Skip back up to verse 39. It says, "Also, in the 15th day of the seventh month, when ye have gathered in the fruit of the land, ye shall keep a feast unto the Lord 7 days. On the first day shall be a Sabbath, and on the eighth day shall be a Sabbath." So the first day is a Sabbath, and you go through the whole 7 days. And then on the eighth day is another Sabbath. And of course, we'll teach what the eighth day is on the eighth day. If we go to Deuteronomy chapter 16, we're going to learn a little bit about the three times a year in which everybody is supposed to appear before God. At verse 13, it says, "Thou shalt observe the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days. After that, thou hast gathered in thy corn and wine, and thou shalt rejoice in thy feast, thou and thy son and thy daughter, and thy manservant and thy maidservant, and the Levite, the stranger, and the fatherless, and the widow that are within thy gates. 7 days shalt thou keep a solemn feast unto the Lord thy God, in the place which the Lord shall choose, because the Lord thy God shall bless thee in all thine increase, and in all thy works of thine hand. Therefore thou shalt surely rejoice. 3 times a year shall all males appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles. And they shall not appear before the Lord empty." So here we have the times in which we're to appear before the Lord. This is to put everything else down that we seem to think are important, or things that we want to be important. We lay these things down and present ourselves before God with gifts towards God and with a joyfulness in our heart. It says, "And thou shalt rejoice in thy feast." Everybody in your family shall rejoice. Again, in Exodus chapter 23, verse 14, it says, "3 times thou shalt keep a feast unto me in the year. Thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread," at verse 15. "Thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I commanded thee, in the time appointed in the month of Abib, For in it thou camest out of Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty. And in the feast of harvest, the first fruits of thy labor, which thou hast sown in the field, and the feast of ingathering, which is the other name for the feast of tabernacles. As it continues in verse 16, it says, which is in the end of the year, which is this time period now. So some people, our Jewish brothers, call it the new year, but it says here is the end of the year. And it says, when thou hast gathered in thy labors out of the field. Verse 17 says, three times in the year all thy male shall appear before the Lord thy God. So here's three times in the year in which everyone should appear before God and present themselves without being empty-handed. So what does this mean? Why is it called the ingathering? Why is this called the year of release and all these things that we hear in the scriptures? Well, in Leviticus 25, Moses is told to go speak to the children of Israel and tell them that when they come into the land that the God gives them, that the land also needs to keep a Sabbath day, and that they should work their field 6 years and prune everything and do all their work. But in the seventh year of them working, they should give it the land a rest and let it be a Sabbath for the Lord. And that time they're not to do any work. They're not to reap the land, dress it, or do anything to it. For it is the year of rest to the land. And you can read that in Leviticus 25, verse 1 through 5. But let's read verse 8 and 9. It says, and thou shalt number seven Sabbaths of years unto thee, seven times 7 years, and the space of a seven Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the Day of Atonement shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. And ye shall hallow the 50th year. Now, what does this all mean? Well, it's telling us that after the Passover, after the Feast of Unleavened Bread, you're to count seven Sabbaths. And seven times seven, because the Sabbath is every 7 days, would be 49 days. And then the day after is the Feast of Weeks, or the sound of the trumpet, which would be the Jubilee, which we call today the Feast of Pentecost, or Pentecost Sunday, or Pentecost Day. We just leave all the names of the days out. And this is the year of release. And what are all these people, when they get released, where are they going? They are going back to the Lord, the ingathering. And that's what the Feast of Tabernacles is about. Let's look at this from a worldwide standpoint and what it means spiritually in Matthew chapter 24. In Matthew 24, verse 29, it says, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And then shall appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven, and then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of the trumpet, and they shall gather together the elect from the four winds, from one end of heaven to the other. And what is this? This is when the Lord is returning, but it is in the year of the Jubilee, in the 50th year, on the Day of Atonement. And then once the Lord comes, after the trumpets have sounded, the Day of Atonement, and the Lord begins to gather his people one by one, beginning with his elect. This is the ingathering. This is what this Feast of Tabernacles is representing. It's representing what Jesus Christ is going to do here. It's written all over the Bible. If you go to Isaiah chapter 27, verse 12, says, and it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord shall beat off from the channel of the river unto the stream of Egypt, and ye shall be gathered one by one, O ye children of Israel. And it shall come to pass in that day that the great trumpet shall be blown, and they shall come which were ready to perish in the land of Assyria, and the outcasts in the land of Egypt, and shall worship the Lord in the holy mount at Jerusalem. This is the year of Jubilee. This is what is speaking of in Leviticus 25, again at verse 10, where it says, and ye shall hallow the 50th year. and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. And it shall be a jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man unto his possession, and ye shall return every man unto his family. If you read the scriptures, you'll see where the Lord says in the end, he's going to return everybody back to their nation. Verse 11 says, and the jubilee shall be, a jubilee shall that 50th year be unto you. You shall not sow, neither reap that which groweth of itself in it, nor gather the grapes in it, in the vine of the vine undress, for it is a jubilee. It shall be holy unto you. You shall eat the increase thereof out of the field. In the year of this jubilee, you shall return every man unto his possession. This is the year where everyone is freed. The biggest thing in which we need freedom from is freedom from sin. Because if we have the sin removed off of us through the blood of Jesus Christ, then we know that we have become forgiven and free of the shackles which had us, which was the nature of sin. Is this something that we have to keep in this, our modern day, even today? Well, let's look into the future in which when the Lord is coming back to this earth and he's executing the war of Armageddon and he's putting things back in order. Let's look at what the prophet said about this. In Zechariah chapter 14, verse 16, it says, and it shall come to pass that everyone that is left of all the nations which came against Jerusalem shall even go up from year to year to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, and to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. And it shall be that whoso will not come up of all the families of the earth unto Jerusalem to worship the King, the Lord of hosts, even them shall be no rain. And if the family of Egypt go not up and come not that have no rain, there shall be a plague wherewith the Lord will smite the heathen that come not up to the Feast of Tabernacles. This shall be the punishment of Egypt and the punishment of all nations that come not up to keep the Feast of Tabernacles. This is in the future, and the Lord is this serious about it. So it is something that we're supposed to do perpetually throughout every generation and at all times. And this is why this is important for us to keep and remember, because this is a small representation of the Lord coming back to the earth and gathering his people. So it's very, very, very critical. And all nations will be coming up to the Lord, as spoken of in Revelations chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. So I do wish you a very, very, very great and wonderful Feast of Tabernacles. Celebrate your feast. Eat before the Lord. Talk about his goodness with each other. And definitely study and study and study to show yourself approved in his word of God for all the goodness in which he has in store for you and all the goodness in which he's given to you this day and hopefully forever. Thank you for studying with us, Bible Study Ministry. We hope to see you next time, and definitely visit our website. If you have not, share it with someone. Get on our newsletter so that you're able to get emails and updates of things in which we definitely think would be beneficial to you if we deem it beneficial for ourselves. So we thank you. God bless you through his son, Jesus Christ, and we'll see you next time. Amen.